Welcome to the deep dive. We're here to cut through the noise and get you the insights you actually need. Today, we're diving into a genuinely surprising story, a real turnaround from the UK pub industry, which, let's face it, is notoriously tough.
Yeah, it really is.
We're talking about Star Pubs and Bars. They're a massive player owned by the brewing giant Heineken UK.
Right.
Now, just a couple of years ago, they were, well, kind of languishing at the bottom of landlord satisfaction rankings. They had a pretty rocky reputation.
This is putting it mildly for some, yeah.
Exactly. But now, they've made this remarkable leap.
Mm-hmm.
So our mission today is to explore this transformation. What exactly is behind this big jump in landlord satisfaction?
Yeah, what's driving it?
And what does it all mean for you? Maybe you're just curious about the pub trade, or perhaps you're even thinking about becoming a landlord yourself.
Yeah.
We've pulled together a comprehensive review looking at Star Pubs and Bars in 2025 using the latest PCA survey, that's the Pubs Code Adjudicator, and lots of real landlord experiences from forums, social media, that kind of thing.
And, you know, that PCA survey, it's not just another poll, is it? It's really a vital barometer for the health of the relationships between the pub companies, the pubcos as they're known,
right,
and their landlords right across the UK.
Yeah.
It offers real accountability.
Absolutely.
And the change we're seeing with Star, well, it's quite dramatic. To go from what many called rocky in 2023 to being called a serious contender now in 2025.
Yeah.
That's not just a slight bump. It's a really significant shift. Definitely needs a closer look.
It really is a dramatic shift. Let's wind back just a little bit to appreciate the scale here.
Okay.
Star Pubs and Bars, for anyone maybe not familiar, they're a key part of Heineken UK. They manage, what, around 2,500 pubs nationwide?
No doubt, yeah. All sorts.
Yeah, everything from busy city center places to, you know, cozy suburban locals. But back in 2023, things were, well, not looking great. Mm-hmm. They hit a real low point, scored just 55% satisfaction in that critical PCA survey. That put them right down there among the lowest performers in the whole sector. A really tough spot.
And that kind of score, 55%, mm-hmm, especially for a company of Star size and, you know, with Heineken behind them, that's more than just bad PR.
Oh, for sure.
It can lead to higher landlord churn, which costs a fortune, disrupts the pubs, and it hurts the brand, ultimately.
Right.
So this wasn't just about, you know, being nicer to landlords. It really became a strategic imperative for them. They had to make changes.
And make changes they absolutely did. Fast forward to this latest 2025 survey, Star's landlord satisfaction rate, it soared to 70%.
70?
That's a massive 15-point jump in just 2 years. It puts them firmly in the mid-table now, and they're actually closing in on some of their big rivals.
Mm.
So the burning question really is, what drove this? What did they actually do to turn things around so dramatically?
Well, what's compelling here is, like you say, it wasn't accidental.
Uh-huh.
A turnaround of this size, it suggests a very deliberate, concerted effort.
Right.
Probably leveraging Heineken's, you know, considerable global resources,
yeah,
and a real renewed push to tackle those fundamental landlord issues. Rebuilding trust, essentially.
It certainly seems they've put the work in.
Yeah.
So let's dive into the specifics, the pros that landlords are actually reporting now.
Okay.
First up, maybe the most obvious one, is just being backed by Heineken itself.
Yeah.
This isn't just a logo on the sign, is it? It's serious financial muscle, brand clout, stuff smaller pubcos just can't match.
Absolutely. Access to those big popular beers, Heineken, Moretti, Amstel.
Exactly. Punters know them. And then there's the marketing support tied into Heineken's huge global sponsorships, football, rugby, festivals.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a quote from a landlord in the 25 survey, summed it up perfectly. Star's Heineken connection means I get beers punters recognize and promotions I could never afford myself.
That's huge for a small business owner.
Isn't it? And that support also means, you know, stronger supply chains, consistent stock, which, as anyone in the trade knows, is absolutely vital. No beer, no business.
It's an interesting trade-off, though, isn't it?
Mm.
In an industry where, you know, supply chains can break down, marketing's incredibly expensive.
Yeah.
Having that solid backing is a massive plus.
Yeah.
It deals directly with some of those constant headaches for independent pubs. And think about the shared risk idea in their new franchise models.
Ah, yes. Tell us about those.
Well, starting a pub, it takes a huge personal investment, right? So the idea of lessening some of that financial exposure by partnering with a big, well-resourced company like Star.
Makes sense.
It becomes really attractive, especially maybe for newcomers or even existing landlords looking for a different setup in what is, let's face it, A challenging market.
A very challenging market. And beyond just the Heineken factor, there's that headline figure itself, the 15-point leap in satisfaction. That's not just about the beer. It reflects real improvements in other key areas. Landlords are saying their BDMs, the business development managers.
Mm-hmm. The day-to-day contact.
Exactly. They're more responsive now. And Starr's rolling out these new franchise-style agreements we mentioned.
Right.
Apparently, they often cut the upfront costs for landlords and offer that shared risk with Starr element you talked about. Very popular with newcomers who want structure, but maybe not the huge financial risk.
And that structure is key. If you're new to the trade or even just looking to, you know, expand without buying the freehold.
Yeah.
These franchise models offer a clear path, often come with systems, marketing plans baked in, reduces that initial steep learning curve.
Exactly. And then there's the refurbishments, Starr's commitment there.
The investment, yes.
They've put significant money into modernizing pubs right across their estate. Landlords are consistently saying their pubs are just in much better condition than a few years back.
Makes a big difference to curb appeal and trade.
Totally. We even saw one landlord online this year saying, Starr refurbished our place before we took over. It gave us a head start. We walked into a pub already trading well.
And that's huge. Walking into a functioning, attractive business day one.
A massive boost. A proper fresh coat of paint that actually impacts the bottom line straight away.
Yet, despite all these clear improvements, Starr still has those, well, inherent trade-offs of being a big brewer-backed pub co, doesn't it?
Always a butt.
Right, yeah. The very advantage of Heineken's money and popular brands is, kind of paradoxically, tied directly to the most common complaint. The strict beer ties.
Ah, the ties. Yes.
It's that classic tension, isn't it? Corporate scale versus individual landlord freedom. Pubcos like Starr, their model prioritizes their own beers. That gives them stability, but it can feel restrictive for landlords wanting more, say, creative freedom on the taps.
That's such a crucial point. Even with all the positive shifts, Starr is still a large brewer-backed pubco, and some familiar issues are still there. The big one is those strict beer ties. Because they're Heineken-owned, Starr operates some of the tightest tied agreements out there. Landlords are pretty much locked into stocking Heineken brands first.
Which are popular, but...
Exactly. They're popular, well-known, but it really limits flexibility if you want to showcase, you know, independent or local brewers. We saw one landlord in the PCA survey say, I'd love to put on a couple of local ales, but with Starr, you're locked into the Heineken range. It's a real frustration for many.
And that lack of choice, it can really impact a pub's unique selling point, its local character. Mm-hmm. Another thing that comes up is the uncertainty around pub closures in weaker areas.
Right.
Starr has closed or sold off some underperforming sites. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a business reality, mm-hmm. but it can make landlords in, say, rural spots or places with low footfall feel a bit more vulnerable.
Yeah, it highlights that it is ultimately a corporate machine making those calls.
Precisely.
And even with satisfaction up, some landlords still perceive Starr as that big corporate machine. They talk about slow responses sometimes, rigid rules, lots of paperwork, contrasting it with maybe more community-first pubcos like, say, Admiral.
And that's a classic challenge for any big company, isn't it? Keeping service quality consistent across, you know, thousands of sites and a large team.
Sure.
That personal relationship with your BBM, your business development manager, that can often make or break the whole experience. Even if the overall company strategy is improving, it's nuanced. You really hear that when you listen to the voices from the trade.
And those voices, they're absolutely vital for getting the full picture, aren't they?
Definitely.
The 2025 PCA survey, it throws up some key highlights. That impressive 70% overall satisfaction. 73% said their BDM treated them fairly. 68% praised the refurbs and investment.
Strong numbers.
But, and it's a significant but, 54% still raised concerns about the strict ties and lack of product choice. So it's not all roses.
No, a mixed bag still on that front.
You get landlords saying things like, Starr refurbished the pub before we took over. It meant we started ahead rather than fighting to catch up. Great. And the Heineken link helps. Punters know what they're getting, and the marketing around football really brings people in. Also good.
Yeah.
But then you also hear, ties are still the killer. Great refurb, but I can't put on my local brewer's beers. Feels restrictive.
It's a recurring theme.
And it's better than before, but still a big corporate machine. Some things take ages to get sorted.
Right.
So summing that up, the sort of balanced verdict from the trade seems to be. Definite upward trend, yes. Still corporate, yes. Probably best fit for landlords who value that brewery backing and structured support more than total freedom.
And to put that into context, looking at Star's position in the wider UK PubGo market is really helpful. Those PCA survey satisfaction rankings from 2025, they give us a critical benchmark.
Okay, let's see them.
So at the top, you've got Admiral Tavern's 79% satisfaction, mm-hmm. often praised for community focus, flexible deals.
Right, consistently high.
Close behind, Green King at 78%. Strengths often cited are brewery perks, brand power.
Another strong performer.
Then Star Pubs and Bars, as we know, 70%. That's up massively from 55% strikes.
Mm-hmm.
The Heineken backing, the refurb investment.
Sitting solidly mid-table now.
Exactly. Marston's is just above them at 72%. And then you see quite a drop. Punch Tavern's at 61%.
Okay.
And right at the bottom, Stonegate, 43%. Often criticized for poor support, high landlord turnover.
Wow, 43% is low. Those comparisons are really telling, aren't they?
They are.
Star isn't quite up there with Admiral or Green King yet, but they've clearly put some distance between themselves and the lower-rated ones like Punch and Stonegate.
Definitely. A strong middle-ground performance. A genuine move up. We saw one landlord in the PCA survey sum it up quite nicely. They said, Star isn't Admiral, but it's not Stonegate either. They're climbing, and that's good for the trade.
That really captures it, doesn't it? Their current standing.
It really does.
Yeah.
And it highlights a crucial point. No single PubCo is perfect for everyone.
Right.
Star's journey shows they still have areas to improve, sure, but they are actively listening to feedback, investing in their pubs, investing in landlord relationships.
Yeah.
And their climb and satisfaction, it isn't just good for Star. It kind of raises the bar for the whole industry. Puts pressure on other PubCos to focus on landlord support too. Fosters a healthier competition.
That's a great point. Which brings us to the big question for you, the listener, especially if you are thinking about getting into the trade. Should you consider Star Pubs and Bars in 2025?
The million-dollar question.
Well, maybe not quite $1 million, but yeah. Look, Star isn't necessarily the landlord's dream, maybe like Admiral is sometimes seen.
Right.
Nor is it the nightmare scenario you hear about with Stonegate. It's a pubco on the rise, making real improvements, but yes, it still comes with those corporate strings attached.
Mm-hmm.
So when might Star be the right fit for you? It's definitely worth considering if you really value that solid backing from Heineken, the marketing clout, the global brands, the stable supply chain.
If those things are high on your list.
Exactly. It also works well if you're open to those franchise style agreements, you want that structured support. Or maybe if you're just starting out and you like the fact that they are actively improving landlord satisfaction scores.
It shows they're moving in the right direction.
Yes. And crucially, if you're looking at a pub that's scheduled for refurbishment investment from Star, that's a massive plus. Remember that landlord quote? Star refurbished the pub before we opened. It felt like a fresh start, not a tired boozer we had to fix ourselves.
That saves huge amounts of time, money, and stress up front.
Absolutely.
But on the flip side, it really does boil down to your personal priorities, doesn't it? Your vision for the business.
It does. So you should definitely think twice about Star if what you really want is total freedom on your beer choices.
If local ales are your passion, yeah.
Those Heineken ties are strict. It's a constant theme.
Mm.
Also, if you prefer that community first, more flexible approach you might get with Admiral, or if you're just inherently wary of big corporate processes, maybe slower responses sometimes, Star might not be the ideal fit. We saw another landlord comment, I think it was on Reddit, saying, better than before, but still a big corporate. Some decisions feel like they come from Amsterdam, not the local high street.
Which really sums up that potential disconnect, doesn't it? It underlines how important it is to do your homework, think critically, and match your own needs against what a specific PubCo actually offers and its culture.
So the final verdict then on Star Pubs and Bars. They're a PubCo on the mend. Definitely on the rise.
Seems fair.
That 70% landlord satisfaction in 2025, it really does represent one of the most significant turnarounds we've seen in the whole PubCo sector recently. They are leveraging Heineken's resources, they are investing in refurbs, rolling out those popular franchise models, and showing improved support.
Yes.
But, as we've laid out, those strict beer ties and the lingering corporate feel mean they just won't suit everyone. Compared to the very top tier like Admiral and Green King, they still lag a bit in overall satisfaction. But they are a much safer, more appealing bet now than the lower-ranked PubCos like Punch or Stonegate. So essentially, an improving, solid, mid-table PubCo. Absolutely worth considering if you value brand backing and that refurbishment investment for your pub business.
And zooming out just for a final thought.
Yeah.
Regardless of which PubCo you end up with, or even if you go completely independent.
Yeah.
The ultimate success of any pub It always comes down to attracting and keeping customers, doesn't it?
Fundamentally, yeah.
The Pubco provides the framework, the building, maybe the beer taps, but it's the landlord's own entrepreneurial spirit, their connection with the local community, their ability to create that welcoming, vibrant atmosphere. That's absolutely key.
The heart of the pub.
Exactly. So perhaps a final thought for you listening to this deep dive. Consider how much of a pub's real heart and its long-term success ultimately comes from that local community connection and the landlord's personal touch, even within a tied system like Stars.
Interesting.
What aspects of your local pub do you value most? And how do you think a Pubco's particular model might influence that unique experience you have there?
Fascinating questions. Definitely something to ponder maybe next time you pop into your local, or certainly if you're dreaming of running your own place one day. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.